This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy from Armature, providing software solutions for conformity assessment, standards, and policy management. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens up the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency may be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Phil Solowajczyk, who is the Director of Identity Management and Windows Consulting Services for a company called Quest Software. Now, Phil, is that title correct? I didn't know Identity Manager, just Identity.
That's exactly right. Thanks for having me, John.
I was going to say Director of Identity, but that means someone's, okay, you're Joe Smith. What exactly is your identity? Identity Management with Quest Software. Phil, let's start off with a little bit about your background. Tell us how you wound up working for Quest, and then we'll talk about a little bit company.
That's a good question, John. My background starts with a high school job working for H&R Block in local tech support. Through there, I took increasingly responsible roles within IT for private companies and then the government. With the government, I started doing consulting work about 15 years ago and came to work for Quest Software after a stint as a government contractor. I've been at Quest for a little bit more than 7 years now. Which means I've been at Dell for a little bit more than 7 years now.
And I think the listeners should know there's been a little change in Quest Software in the last year, so tell us what happened.
That's absolutely right. Over the last year, Quest Software was acquired by Dell to become the core of its Dell software group.
Good, good. Yes, everyone remembers Dell. When I think of Dell, I think of ordering notebook computers 10, 15 years ago, because I certainly ordered a lot of Dell computers back then, and maybe even 10 years ago ordering Dell servers, you know? And when I think of Quest Software, I think of, guess what, of software. So we have a hardware company, a software company. So this could be a one-and-one-is-five merger. It could be something real good. It looks like an interesting opportunity, doesn't it?
It does. Dell's been a computer and server company for a long time now, but much before the Quest Software acquisition had branched out into services and software. Dell bought some of its first software companies as much as 5 years or more ago. Quest now becomes the core of a much larger push into enterprise software.
And so in the commercial world, Quest Software fits in a lot of different areas, and I guess similar in the federal government. So if I'm, let's say I'm a federal IT professional, and I'm listening to this online at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I've got a deadline I'm working on, give us a thumbnail sketch of why a federal IT professional should be interested in what Quest Software can do, and where do they fit?
John, Quest Software, and now Dell Software, is designed to provide solutions for the federal customer and commercial who's made a significant investment in platform technologies like Microsoft, Oracle, and IBM solutions. Oftentimes, the customer wants more than those solutions will provide out of the box or needs extra security around them. And so Quest Software provides for those the additional security, management, and auditing capabilities that the government customer needs.
So is this classic middleware, or is this something that maybe a Microsoft application can't provide?
We call this enterprise software. Enterprise software works with the customer's existing platform to give them the functionality that they need to meet compliance requirements and ensure that they have a secure a computer environment.
Now, in the commercial world, Quest is fairly well known. It's been around a while, since the mid-80s, I think. And you could probably go up to Wall Street and you can see Quest customer, Quest Software in Chicago. How many people? It was like 2,000 or 3,000 people working for Quest. How many people work there?
At the time of the Dell acquisition, there were about 3,500 employees of Quest
Software.
That's
what I thought. It's pretty big.
All around the world.
Yeah. So a lot of Fortune 100 customers, a lot of large organizations use it, because large organizations use enterprise software, and sometimes they see gaps in the software, and they're looking for a solution that maybe a vendor like Microsoft or Oracle may not want to provide. Maybe it goes beyond their capabilities.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, we have a lot of commercial customers, but then the entire entire federal government in general, in one way or another, is a customer of Quest software. And what I mean by that is you can find implementations of Quest software in almost all federal agencies, and the same across each branch of the Department of Defense.
If you go in the commercial world and say, well, what does Quest software do? I guess most CTOs would say, well, they work with application performance monitoring. They work with maybe SharePoint governance. They work with healthcare IT, and they work with identity management. And if you take those categories, they fit nicely under the umbrella of enterprise solutions or enterprise software. And so you can take, what if you're an agency that just happens to use a SharePoint project? And there's some limitations in SharePoint, but so where's the missing link? Maybe that's where you fit in, the missing link for programs like SharePoint.
John, that's right. An enterprise management solution like what Quest software provides oftentimes fills that gap, or what you've identified as the missing link in a customer's enterprise computing environment.
And I'm just thinking of federation and federated systems, where you have a large agency that maybe have a large Oracle database, and then maybe a SharePoint installation, and then some unusual software that manages mobile devices. And I'm sure SharePoint cares about SharePoint, but doesn't really care about Oracle. All of a sudden, you need some kind of mortar between those bricks, and maybe that's what a good way to, maybe that's how I describe it, is mortar between the bricks of large applications.
That's right. Identity management and federation are the capability that helps a customer, helps a federal agency link their SharePoint environment and data from their Oracle environment, as well as data from a variety of other enterprise platforms. Linking this data provides the customer with the security and the collaboration that they need to do business within the federal government world today.
It only makes sense if you're working for an agency and you want to log in and you want to go into Oracle database information, and then you want to maybe move around and go into SharePoint and find a document. I mean, there's got to be some kind of a single sign-on that maybe Microsoft can say, oh, yes, we can do it. Oracle can say, we can do it. But from a practical perspective, you can sit back and say, well, it really, you know, I need someone who can understand both in depth.
That's a great point, John. It takes some work to tie all those things together. Single sign-on is the panacea within user authentication. That is, if I can use only one username and password to get to all of my systems, I can reduce complexity and make it so much easier for my federal worker to get their job done. But it's just that. It's an ideal in the cloud that takes some real effort to implement or get closer to, and so we call that reduce sign-on.
I had a friend named Susie Adams on the air a few months back, and she's a whole lot of fun. And we talked about Microsoft, and we talked about Microsoft phones and SharePoint and Surface and all kinds of different odds and ends. And then I thought about, we talked a little about SharePoint and single sign-on and identity management. And I think vendors, by definition, are going to be, Red Hat's going to be focused on Red Hat products, and whatever vendor happens to be, NetApp is going to be focused on that. And it's hard to actually see over the horizon. And so maybe that's where some company that would work with identity management might be able to select best practices for getting in and out of Oracle systems safely and securely.
Quest software provides that capability. We give customers the ability to take all of the disparate systems that you've mentioned, SharePoint, Oracle solutions, their Microsoft infrastructure, and those can be both within the customer's data center, in a federal cloud, whether that's a public or private cloud, and then mobile devices, and tie all those things together, allowing the same user to get to each of those different devices through a single authentication attempt. We can also take and provide federation across agencies, giving agencies the ability to share data, but do so securely.
We're going to take a break here in a minute or two and come back and get some more details about HSPD-12 and identity management. I think from the perspective of a federal IT person, there are people who are dedicated to managing IDs and know all about HSPD-12 and know all about, you know, identity federation and best practices. But there are some just regular users who, you know, we don't know where, you know, they may be at a conference and they'll see Quest and go, where do they kind of fit in? And it's kind of difficult to categorize them, because maybe later on in the interview we'll talk about application monitoring. And but if you take a look at monitoring, maybe monitoring access and monitoring identity is a similar type of a topic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Good. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about HSPD-12 and direct some questions that maybe federal IT professionals are interested in, and talk about identity management and identity federation. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Phil Solowajczyk, who is the Director of Identity and Windows Consulting Services for Quest Software, a part of Dell. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we're speaking with Phil Solowajczyk, and he is the Director of Identity and Windows Consulting Services at Quest Software, now a part of Dell. In the first segment, we talked about in general about Quest Software, where it fits in the federal government. And I want to maybe drill down and get more specific and talk about identity management, identity federation, because Quest Software, they're in so many different areas. They go everywhere from optimization of virtualized servers to data protection. But I think we're going to focus in on identity management today. So here's a big fancy term that you can impress people with, maybe people who don't work for the federal government, HSPD-12. Tell us what it is and why it's important for our listeners.
John, that's a great question. Security is extremely important to the federal government, and Quest Software provides solutions that will enable the government to meet the cross-agency priority goals the White House has recently updated. As a part of those, we talk about HSPD-12, or Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12. And this is the suggestion or the implementation of standards that define how the government will identify and authenticate users within or to its networks.
2004.
Yes, right.
Good. So what's happened is this was the initial idea, is try to come up with some standard way that people can get in and out of agencies. And the net result, well, I think of smart cards and security cards getting out of agencies and accessing data. Is that right?
That's exactly right. The smart card or a PIV card within the federal environment carries information about each individual user that it's granted to. So as a federal worker, I hold a PIV card, and unfortunately, the federal government's current report shows that a little bit more than 50% of agencies have gotten to the goal of distributing and using these cards for authentication. That's a great start, but there's more that we can accomplish to improve security just by working towards the achievement of this goal.
Out in Herndon, where I work, there is a Department of Commerce, big, huge building, all kinds of people filing in and out of there all day long. So let's say I work for an agency, and so I walk in, I get my card, I log on, do everything else. Some people might call that a silo and go, well, it's great at Commerce or it's great at Interior. Well, what about EPA or what about going across town to DHS? And so I think this is the next level, or speed two. Speed one might be, okay, let's figure out this identity management. Speed two is, okay, now interoperate between agencies as well. So that's a challenge too, I'll guess, huh?
Absolutely, John. And HSPD-12 makes the idea of interagency interoperability reasonable. This is because once we know for sure that the user authenticating to the federal network is who they say they are, it becomes a reasonable security step to have that user present themselves to other networks and be granted access to those other federal networks as a result of who they are.
So is the phrase identity federation, is that what that is? Identity that can work at different organizations?
That is. That's identity federation. And of course, the White House's directives here are what make that a useful tool within the federal government.
If you listen to radio, you may listen to conservative radio, and they yell and scream, and they go, well, look at the federal government's got 15 duplicate programs, and one agency's doing the exact same thing as this other agency, and no one knows what everyone else is doing. And maybe it's true, maybe they're duplicate programs, but one way to reduce that duplication is through maybe identity federation, where you can find out what your other agency is doing. I mean, this wasn't intentional. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, but reducing some of this duplication and increasing, here's the phrase, collaboration, maybe this is one of the keys to collaboration.
That's true. Now, SharePoint and other collaboration technologies within an enterprise federal network allow folks within a single agency to share data. And federation or identity federation uses open standards like SAML and SPML, as well as ADFS or WFS, to enable information sharing between people across agencies.
So the Obama administration has some specific goals for agencies to achieve in this regard. Do you know much about those goals?
Sure. Those are our cross-agency priority goals, or CAP. Now, the Obama administration has recently updated those goals to show areas of security, interagency operability, and a variety of other areas where the government agencies are now expected to meet certain largely IT-related goals.
And those goals have to be involved with identity management. I mean, it only makes perfect sense to be able to interoperate that way. I mean, if you talk about interoperating in the cloud, you have to interop between agencies as well.
Of course. And we've seen the federal agencies make a significant jump towards implementing cloud services. While sometimes those clouds are internal private clouds, the federal government has begun to implement public clouds as well. And the use of public clouds means that we can reduce costs within an agency, allow more data access across mobile devices and from other places outside of the agency network, and these bring more security challenges to them. The CAP goals help us ensure that we can use this data and have data in public cloud securely.
So how can this federated identity or this federation improve service delivery?
That's a great question. Service delivery is an important part of planning for operations within the federal agency, or really any IT environment. Delivering the service securely and in an assured fashion so that we always know the service is available relies on having secure connections, both for the federal customer within the office and for the mobile federal customer. This might also extend out to everyday citizens who aren't federal employees, sharing information with the IRS, the Department of Commerce, or other agencies.
In the first segment, I made this silly analogy about bricks and mortar, and Microsoft and Oracle's a brick, and you guys are the mortar or maybe an umbrella. Let's take that to different platforms and protocols. So how does one establish different authentication for different databases, let's say?
Different databases might have their own user authentication methods. An Oracle database might hold user identities just like a Microsoft database will. The goal of a Quest software identity solution is to reduce the number of identities that have to be provisioned in the environment and allow customers to use one or just a couple of identities to enable access to all of the different information in the environment.
And, the fact that last year the 700 million smartphones were sold, I'm sure there are a lot of govies that are waltzing into agencies with smartphones or with tablets or something, and they expect to have access to information. All of a sudden, this identity access management becomes job number one, as they used to say. Well, of course it is, because they want access through new devices. And so what's the policy? What's the protocol? Well, we've never seen this device before. Bang, it goes right to someone's lap. I don't know whose lap it sits on. Maybe it's the phone guy, but it's usually someone who controls access, which is identity management.
That's right, John. And one of the things that Quest software makes possible for the federal customer is managing those mobile devices, whether they're Microsoft mobile devices like a Surface device, a Windows phone, an Android phone, or an iOS device, through a centralized console so that we can ensure security all the way out to the mobile endpoint.
You know, I've used this phrase for decades on the radio, the phrase of being a platform agnostic. And I am sure there are people, I've once claimed to be platform agnostic, but I think if you're in a situation with identity management and some bozo like me waltzes in with a Galaxy, and then my son waltzes in with an iPhone, I mean, all of a sudden you have to come up with certain standard ways to identify people with a wide range of hardware. It's just, there's no other choice.
That's right. And platform agnostic for us really means the integration of a variety of different devices and information stores. So while we are platform agnostic to the extent that we work to bring all these things together, we are also built on what the federal customer is using for technology today. And oftentimes that's going to start with a Microsoft Active Directory infrastructure as an identity store, the use of Oracle databases and cloud services.
Yes, Susie and Adams and I have talked many times about ADs and the AD forest. And I talked to my kids about that. Dad, what's an AD forest? Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about AD forests. And some listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. And you know, what you should think about when you're looking at identity management plans. Maybe someone waltzed into your office yesterday and dumped it on you and said, okay, Phil, next month you're going to be in charge of identity management. Well, where do you start? I mean, do you start with a piece of paper? Do you start with a blog? Do you start with someone's mistakes in another agency? I mean, where do you start when all of a sudden you're charged with this, or the guy above you quits and you're charged with this complex idea of identity management and identity federation? You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Phil Solowajczyk. He is the Director of Identity and Windows Consulting Services at Quest Software, a part of Dell.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, the only radio station dedicated to news for and about the federal government and government contractors. Find us at federalnewsradio.com.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Phil Solowajczyk, and he is the Director of Identity and Windows Consulting Services for Quest Software, a part of Dell. Now, before the break, I use a silly situation where, let's say, you're a federal IT professional and your boss quits and your big boss comes in and dumps this project on you and it says, okay, now you're responsible for custom identity management. Good luck. Figure it out. And you're trying to figure out what to do and what not to do. I saw a custom vanity plate when driving home last night, and the vanity plate was TCP dump. And people experienced in the world know what that's all about, but I thought that was an interesting phrase, and that's why I use dump. Dump it on your lap to figure it out. So, Phil, let's say you're new at an agency, and all of a sudden you're dumped with this challenge. Your boss walks into you and says, oh, by the way, Phil, the first of next month, you're going to be charged with custom identity management. Where do you start, buddy?
John, I think you're right. Learning a new topic from the ground up is a challenge that I bet your audience faces on a regular basis.
I'm sure they do, especially with mobile. I mean, who has got 20 years experience with mobile? Nobody.
So whether it's mobile or identity management, I've actually done some talks and webcasts on those topics, so you can start at the Quest.com website. I think today this might redirect you to some part of Dell's website, mm-hmm. but from there, you'll find plenty of information and webcasts about identity management, security, and the fundamentals of cloud security.
So if you're listening to this when there's snow on the ground and worrying about the Super Bowl, you can maybe go to YouTube and type in Quest Software and see, you know, just a video on, you know, here's some challenges and here's some solutions and here's considerations maybe, huh?
Quest Software does have a YouTube channel, and you'll find literally thousands of videos that are everything from extremely deep dives on technical topics around identity management up to broader overviews that'll help you be prepared for that first topic level meeting.
My guess is that a company with 4,000 employees, now more with Dell, has got to have a website with white papers and videos as well. I mean, I'm assuming this is the case. Have you been there? I'm sure there's bunches there.
That's right, John. The Quest Software website will give you white papers, data sheets, and all the information you could ever hope to have about these topics.
I have some listeners who are in the IC, the intelligence community, and we can't mention their names, but they may have some questions, and they really can't email old Phil and ask him a question about identity management, and it would be awkward for them to Facebook Phil and say, oh, by the way, my agency, the FBI, we're having a problem with this. But what I found is that, you know, you go to the HIMSS conference, you talk about healthcare IT, you go to a SharePoint Saturday event, you can fight with someone about SharePoint, but there's also Dell events where you can grab someone like Phil and go, hey, come here, I want to ask this question, but I really can't ask you this question, huh?
John, there are. We like to make it as easy as possible for our customers to talk with us. We used to run a technical conference called Tech, or Technical Experts Conference. That's now been integrated into Dell World, which is our annual conference held right around the December timeframe each year. And we're delighted to speak with customers then.
Yes, security conferences are always interested to the characters you see. I was once at a conference with a bunch of government executives, and everyone had a coat and tie on, the women suits, and it looked really great. And there's a guy in the back, he had a t-shirt on, and he had a blue mohawk. And I figured he was a cleanup committee. He was in the cleanup crew, right? And then they went up and they said, and the security award for 2012 from the GSA goes to Joe Smith. And it was the kid with the mohawk. And he was up on stage. He said, yeah, I worked all night long and I figured out how to get into this thing and they saved you guys a lot of money. Bye, I'm out of here. But it's interesting. The face-to-face is always full of surprises.
Absolutely it is. And we enjoy seeing the different types of folks who are using our solutions.
Good. Let's go back to the dump, the brain dump, or the problem that's dumped on your lap. So we know there's social media, there's blogs, there's all kinds of places to start. What about a specific? I imagine you look at the way you do it now and go back to this AD Forest, your Active Directory Forest, and a lot of people have Microsoft products. Seems a good place to start. So you got 10,000 people and an Active Directory Forest. But what's the next step? Where do you go from there?
We want to leverage the customer's existing investment in Active Directory to solve identity problems within the environment. Oftentimes, this means that we'll take the information from Active Directory and use it to automatically provision access to non-Microsoft applications in the environment.
So you don't do Active Directory, but you make Active Directory better. there's a slogan.
That's exactly right. There's maybe it's the BASF slogan. We don't make the things
that's right.
you use,
yeah.
but we make them better. And certainly for IT, that's one way to describe a Quest software solution.
So where would Microsoft fit in with your product, or how would you integrate with them? Would you be an intermediary between the cloud, intermediary between another agency, or how does that work?
Yes to all of those. While we provide management solutions around Microsoft technology, today our focus is often on extending the capability of a Microsoft solution out to other parts of the environment. A great example of this is the ability to integrate your the ability to integrate your non-Windows systems like Macintosh devices with authentication to Active Directory.
And, you know, 6 years ago, no one worried about people waltzing with Macintosh devices because there were no Apple devices out there. Now, all of a sudden, new set of situations where you have to consider security implications of an iPad, which it's just a silly device. You can listen to stuff on it and watch movies, but there's a security implication with someone using that on your network. And all of a sudden, even if people are identified through a Microsoft product, that has to be flexible enough to be used with an Apple product in order to have a secure environment.
That's right. And we give our federal customers the ability to provide access to applications and data on a variety of devices that would include their non-Windows systems, their iPad or their Android tablet, and others.
And who knows what's going to come down the road in 2 or 3 years. There's a group up in Gaithersburg, bunch of smart people, bunch of PhDs. It's called NIST, and it's a little campus. It's kind of like a campus. There's a lot of grass and deer up there. And I guess you can't talk about HSPD-12 and talk about FIPS 201 and smart cards and common access cards and everything else. So where does it all fit in? I mean, you're intimately acquainted with NIST and their standards, and you say, well, this is how this standard would apply to this integration opportunity. Is that where you fit?
Well, one of the things that I'm really excited to talk about is that now as a part of Dell, we can provide true end-to-end security solutions for the federal customer. What that means is starting with hardware, where it's now possible for the federal customer to purchase a completely FIPS-compliant hardware solution out of the box. This used to be a much more complex task, where the federal customer would buy the hardware first and then ship it off to a third party for that third party to add the things that were required to meet FIPS compliant, like disk-level encryption, smart card readers, and more. Today, the customer can buy that from Dell, and then we can build on top of that the software solutions required to enable HSPD-compliant access across the environment.
Well, that's the reason Dell and Quest got together, for that synergy. Now we have a hardware opportunity and software and combined under the umbrella of identity management. Now, it's starting to make sense. You know, when I first thought about the merger, I said, well, where's the fit there? But it's an unusual fit. It's different strengths and weaknesses that come together.
That's right. And I'm really excited about how truly end-to-end this is. In other words, the solution is very comprehensive. We're able to take care of the perimeter of the network with our SonicWall solutions, the data center or the cloud service within Quest software, and of course, the traditional hardware solutions that Dell is known for providing.
Now, do you get, feedback from people at Oracle, and they'd say, hey, buddy, you're kind of stepping on our toes here? Or from what it looks like at your conferences, at least, it looks like IBM is a willing partner with you in many ways. Maybe IBM doesn't want to worry about integrating with Oracle.
That's a great question. We work very hard to support the platforms that we enable for customers. So instead of challenges with Oracle, oftentimes what we see is that a customer is excited that they're able to get the most out of their Oracle solutions while connecting them to other vendors' platforms.
So really, why should Oracle worry about the latest operating system from Apple. I mean, they have plenty of fish to fry besides that.
It does allow the Oracle or other platform provider to focus on building the best possible solution they can.
For their target, right. Let's take a break. When we come back, talk more about identity management and then maybe how HSPD 12 is evolving, what the future looks like for a federated management. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we're speaking with Phil Solowaychek. He is the Director of Identity and Windows Consulting Services for Quest Software, a part of Dell.
As a manager, you need to know how you can make your organization more efficient. Listen for Management Friday on Federal News Radio. We bring you information on the keystone of success for any agency or business. Friday mornings at 10, listen for AFGE's perspective on inside government. Next at 11, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth talk about the legal implications of management decisions on Fed Talk. And at noon, listen for Fed Access with Derek T. Dort to hear what career options may be available. Management Friday, only on Federal News Radio 1500.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Phil Solowaychek. He is the Director of Identity and Windows Consulting Services for Quest Software, a part of Dell. And boy, we spent the last 40, 45 minutes talking about identity management and blogs and events and conferences and talked a lot about the fancy term called HSPD 12 and NIST. I think our listeners will want to get maybe more information about the products and the offerings that you have. But first, we got to talk about Twitter feeds. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Ray Gilray. I assume you folks have a Twitter feed. Do you follow much Twitter? Are you active in that area at all, Phil?
I read many Twitter feeds. I have a Twitter feed myself, although I've used it primarily to solve problems with some of the companies that I work with as a consumer.
Yeah, I think it's a broadcast medium more than an interchange medium, but everyone has a different idea of what Twitter is all about. Give us a quick thumbnail sketch of other offerings that Dell has, and then we'll do a little test for you.
Absolutely. Now, we have a Twitter feed where you can get lots of information about this, and that's at Quest, Q-U-E-S-T. We offer a variety of solutions, and while we spend a lot of time talking about identity management and security in the cloud, we have solutions that will help customers with SharePoint governance problems, non-Windows integration, as well as application performance management, database management and monitoring, data protection solutions. These are traditional and not so traditional backup and recovery solutions for the enterprise network, as well as virtualization solutions to help customers manage and automate their VMware and Hyper-V environments.
You know, it's interesting that I got to go back to the brick and mortars. Every one of those aren't, you know, defined products. They are designed to interoperate with other products and integrate them or make them better or allow access or improve collaboration and reduce redundancies. It seems like it's a, I keep using the word middleware, but it doesn't work, but it just seems like it fits for you guys. You know?
Well, that's exactly right. You've identified a lot of common themes in our solutions, the reducing redundancy, availability solutions, reporting and monitoring, and we tend to do those across a tremendous swath of technologies, which really means that your Dell solutions provider, the folks that you work with at Dell, can help you with a variety of problems in your environment.
You know, Phil, I'm sure there are people who are listening and they hear you got that radio voice going. You know, you got that, hey, the whole swath, and you got that radio thing going on. And they think he's not a radio guy. And is he a nerd? Well, maybe I saw a picture of him. I could see if he's a nerd or not. But there's one guaranteed way to find out if you're a nerd or not is to take my nerdometer test, my technology test. And I will give that to you right now. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. And at the end, we'll run it through my UNIVAC computer and find out what level nerd you are. And the first question, Phil, is what's the year you bought your first computer?
I am a nerd. I bought my first computer in 1997, and it was an AMD processor, not an Intel.
That was making a statement in 97.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Your first cell phone?
My first cell phone I bought right around the same time, 1996 or 1997.
Mm-hmm. Good. And do you have your own Twitter feed?
I have my own Twitter feed. It's at PSOLOWES, P-S-O-L-O-W-E-S.
Okay. That counts. And do you have your own blog?
I do not have a blog, but I've shared some thoughts.
Well, I was going pretty good up until then. And 96 was pushing it, but okay. And do you use any online personal backup?
I use many online personal backups. I have data in SkyDrive, Dropbox,
Ooh, boy.
Google Drive,
yeah.
And a few others.
Oh, that's good. And what kind of smartphone do you have?
I have an Android phone.
Okay. And how many apps on that bad boy?
I looked just yesterday. It was 50 until I started installing a few new Quest apps. So now it's 54.
Interesting. And I normally ask people what kind of a tablet device you have. I guess I should ask how many do you have? I guess here the new question for 2013 is, okay, tablet devices, how many?
I do think how many is a good question. I have two. I have an Android tablet and a Windows tablet, although it's the Dell Latitude Windows tablet. And then within our household, my son has a Nexus 7. Jennifer has...
Yes, it's how many? Isn't it interesting? Yeah.
Easily five within our household, maybe more.
I think many of my listeners have Nooks that are gathering dust on a corner somewhere, and we do too. It's just that, well, it just is the way it works.
Well, if we're going to talk about a Nook, then I've got two Kindles and a few...
Gathering dust, yeah. What social networking sites do you participate in?
I have a LinkedIn profile, and in order to keep track of what the kids are doing, we use Jennifer's Facebook account, but I don't use Facebook myself.
Good. And the last book you read, was it electronic or paper?
Absolutely electronic. I haven't read a paper book in quite a few years.
Well, you're trying to brag now, buddy, but it's not bad. I'll have to take this to my computer and see where you rank there. First, 97, but you're kind of a young guy, so that, you know, you can't really say 1982 or built your own in 1987 or something. So we'll have to see what kind of level of nerddom you have here. A lot of nerds talk about the future. I have a friend who's the director of the future at the University of Maryland. And people up to, oh, this is what's going to happen, and it's going to be all Tom Cruise, and there's no hardware, and everything's going to be mobile. And it's awful hard to say what's going to happen in the world of hardware, I think, and in software as well, and your company deals in both of those. So let me toss this out to you at the end of the interview here is identity management. Is it going to go biometric? Is it going to go one ring to rule them all? Where's it all heading? And is it the federal government being in the advance or the tail end of this change?
I think that you will continue to see advancement of what have been considered bleeding edge technologies in identity management. Biometrics will become a more important part of more users' day-to-day experience. I also think that federation will continue to penetrate the federal agencies, as well as some of the Department of Defense.
You know, I'm thinking that because smartphones are used for so many things now, is that maybe the smartphone is going to be the new device, HSPD 12 device, to allow access to a building and allow access to a database, too. It only makes sense because so many people have them. They're just so popular.
You're absolutely right. And there's a couple of things here, both the hardware and the software converging to make this happen. We see smartphone screens getting a little bit bigger, 5, 5.5, even some 6-inch screens, and tablets getting smaller. So that 6 or 7-inch form factor will become very important to enterprise mobile IT. Along with that, the software that today Quest provides that allows us to give secure access to internal systems either through an application or through terminal access. So just like we've had terminal services for teleworking, we'll have those same terminal services but available on whatever smartphone or small tablet you're using.
I was at the Starbucks and the person in front of me got out their smartphone and used the QR code to pay. Well, that's fine. That's no problem at all. It just seems like it's too practical. If more people in the world today have cell phones than toothbrushes, one would think that for identity management and access, one would have to leverage the capability that a guy walk into the room probably going to have some kind of smartphone. Maybe there's a way to use that for increasing collaboration and decreasing silos between agencies.
There is, and some of this can start with the HSPD 12 challenges that we talked about earlier. It's possible to use the smartphone to provide strong authentication capability with Quest Solutions.
What's the role of NIST in these standards coming up? Are they going to be leaders? Are they going to be followers? Are they going to set the standards for the commercial world? Or is the commercial world going to come up with a solution and then the govies are going to go, well, it's worked at ExxonMobil. We got to use it here too.
I think NIST has a very important role in setting the standards. And we've seen over the last few years that the government and the commercial world are doing a great job of working together, both on setting standards and on integrating technology.
And last week, I had a medical doctor on the air, and we talked about, well, guess what? Identity management, you know? If someone comes in an emergency room and they're not conscious, Well, who are they? What's their medical background? How can you identify them? I mean, it sounds trivial. Oh, yeah, I'm Joe Blow. Here's my driver's license. No, life or death decision. What about a warrior out there? Someone's get injured in Afghanistan. They bring them in. They have information there, but you could be in a car accident here, and how do you identify them? I think it could be one key concept to taking and applying the cloud to the mobile world and applying cloud to not only medical areas, but all kinds of, maybe even legal areas.
That's a great thought. At the core of identity management, we have defining an identity. That is, what makes up an identity? Attributes about a person that include their name, their address, and other identifying information. If at the same time we think about the fact that even the Army is researching how to give some sort of smartphone-like device to every soldier in the field, knowing that identity management is an important part of that makes the use case that you just described a likely future.
And I think that's why our listeners should come up to speed, find out what kind of options they have, and I play out this silly scenario of people walking to work and getting projects dumped on them. But it happens every day in the federal government. The people get stuff dumped on them that they didn't even know was going to happen, and they have to keep open-minded and find out how other people have solved particular problems, whether it's identity management, whether it's involved with system integration, security in the cloud, all kinds of different options. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Our guest today was Phil Solowajczyk. He is the Director of Identity and Windows Consulting Services for Quest Software. It's a part of Dell. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Thanks, John.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of the Armature Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.